Authoritarians versus authority. Authoritarians love authority. They want it so bad, they will lie, cheat, steal, and murder to get it. A person with authority can suggest that people do something, and they will actually do it. Or at least a significant percentage will do it. And the authority doesn't even have to pay. At least that's what it looks like to the authoritarians. Authority is an authoritarian wet dream. They want it so bad they can taste it, but they'll never get there unless they change their perceptions of what authority actually is and how people get authority. In reality, the authority is trusted because he has a track record of delivering fair value. Maybe he doesn't pay overtly, but people do what he says because they expect fair value, and they usually get fair value. There is only one way to get authority. Work for it. Authoritarians fight for authority, and people work for authority. The more the authoritarians fight, the less authority they have. The more the people work, the more authority they have. And I'm not talking about having two jobs here. I'm talking about actual work. Doing something that makes us all better off. Some people think they can get authority by being in political office or having a position in the government. Actually, what they get from having an official position is a license to steal, rob, lie, and etc. They may think they can avoid the karma resulting from these crimes, but the laws of karma don't care about credentials. The laws of karma only care about truth. In fact, being a member of a government reduces a person's natural authority. What is the first thing that crosses a citizen's mind when the government suggests he do something? A large subset of the population will view that so-called suggestion with extreme suspicion. And for good reason, especially lately with the mask and jab fiasco and the laptop from hell, etc. Some people think they can reform the system by being in political office or having a position in the government. That hardly ever works, and when it does, the effect is only temporary. In most cases, the only thing that stops an authoritarian system from creeping toward total evil is the complete collapse of that authoritarian system. It's very difficult to to taper a Ponzi scheme, especially a Ponzi scheme that's based on violence. People think they can reform the school system by getting elected to the school board. That hardly ever works. But what always works is to pull your kids out of school. If you think you can't do that because you need the babysitting so you can report to your job, you should consider that both the school and the job are part of the evil slavery system that is trying to destroy our society. And you would be better off without both the school and the job. We can end this evil system simply by saying no. No to taxation. No to incarceration. No to education. And no to war. We can end this evil system by saying no to armed robbery. No to state-sponsored kidnapping. No to forced indoctrination of children. And no to mass murder. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.